premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Elvis Nkandu defends cabinet amid rising corruption perceptions. Policy analyst calls for inclusion of independent auditors in probe into rapid electricity units depletion. And in Global News, Canadian police identify 18-year-old as suspect in Tumbler Ridge shooting. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Tati Mugando. UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu says the recent corruption perceptions index, which shows an increase in perceived corruption in Zambia, does not mean that members of cabinet are corrupt. According to Transparency International Zambia, TIZ's 2025 corruption perceptions index, Zambia scored 37 out of 100, a 2-point drop from the previous year. The country is ranked 99th out of 180 nations, with the report highlighting persistent concerns such as abuse of office and political corruption. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkandu says the index is based on perceptions and should not be taken as direct evidence of wrongdoing by individual ministers. Mr. Nkandu added that the UPND administration has put in place concrete measures to fight corruption, in contrast to the previous administration, where he said the vice was widespread. He says while corruption is a global challenge, it is not surprising that the opposition would amplify the findings and has challenged critics to provide specific and credible evidence implicating any cabinet member so that investigations can be conducted through the appropriate legal channels.
You don't expect anything positive from the opposition. Even the Transparency International is looking at how best you can fight corruption together. They lump everything on very innocent individuals like us in cabinet. I think there is a lot that we have done in terms of fighting corruption. Yeah, the fact that Transparency International Zambia said doesn't mean the cabinet is corrupt. You know, corruption should not only be attributed to those in cabinet or to those in government. Corruption should be fought even in the private sector. As a party, don't agree that corruption is just embedded in cabinet. No, I think we are trying by all means. In case they have something that they could provide to those that are fighting corruption, they are at liberty to do that instead of just generalizing.
Policy analyst Dr. Kelvin Chiwomba has called for the inclusion of independent auditors in investigations into the rapid depletion. I beg your pardon. Policy analyst Dr. Kelvin Chiwomba has called for the inclusion of independent auditors in investigations into the reported rapid depletion of electricity units by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and ZESCO, stating that this would ensure the findings are credible and beyond reproach. This follows a directive issued on Tuesday by Energy Minister Makoza Chikwete, instructing ZESCO and the ERB to investigate public concerns over fast-depleting electricity units and to publish their findings by the 16th of March 2026. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Dr. Chiwomba cautioned that an assessment conducted solely by the regulator and the utility company could be perceived as biased. He has noted that electricity consumption patterns vary significantly among consumers, making it impractical for ZESCO and the ERB to effectively investigate themselves, as both institutions are integral parts of the system under scrutiny.
So it would be very good, apart from ERB and ZESCO themselves in the process, to bring other independent people who will verify. Because also it is important to note that those who consume electricity do it at different levels. There are those who are maybe, for example, businesses of welding, others maybe in a restaurant, you know. So this goes down to the household level. This must be a very good fact-finding mission, which should be balanced, so that by the end of the day, we are going to ensure that each and every player in the process is satisfied. That's ERB, ZESCO, and the consumers.
Meanwhile, Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkoveni, said the agency has taken keen interest in the matter and expects to receive a report next week from the ERB as part of a joint task force. Mr. Nkoveni added that the agency will assist in reviewing the findings to ensure that the methodology applied and the conclusions reached comply with standard trading measurement requirements.
Indeed, our mandate to ensure that the measurements are accurate. So we are working with ERP, who is a sector regulator. We will be getting results and statements probably before the end of this week on what's happening. So we are aware of the complaints of the citizens. So we will let the team to work on that issue.
Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited says it is on track to meeting the obligations set by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, following the acid spillage incident that occurred on the 18th of February 2025, with steady progress being made in addressing the environmental impact and implementing agreed corrective measures. Company Deputy Assistant Chief Executive Officer Sidney Chilea tells Phoenix News that the reconstruction of the collapsed dam was completed following the incident. Mr. Chilea explains that the company also conducted an extensive physical cleanup exercise covering an 8-kilometer stretch from the dam site TD15 to Chambishi Stream in the Kalusale area. He adds that remediation works are still underway and include land remediation, removal of sediments, and the restoration of aquatic life in the affected areas. Mr. Chilea further disclosed that Sino Metals management and ZEMA officials recently met at the ZEMA headquarters to review the current status of the remediation program and chart the way forward.
Of course, you are aware there is some cleanup that has taken place because we were immediately ordered to remove the physical tailing from that 7.5-kilometer channel from TD15 up to the source of the Chambishi Stream. So that has been done. So there are works that are scheduled because, of course, this is February. We are supposed to give our initial report on March 31st. So looking at the works that have been done, we are on schedule to complete what has been scheduled.
Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Miuna Mwanagampwe says government is taking firm steps to regulate gold mining activities in Namakolongo area of Chiwombo District following the recent removal of illegal miners from the site. More than 1,500 illegal miners were ordered to vacate the area after a provincial joint operations committee discovered over 2,000 people, including youth, women and children, conducting unauthorized mining activities. Dr. Managampwe has told Phoenix News that authorities have intensified efforts to formalize gold mining operations to ensure order, safety and accountability in the sector. He said government has also begun sensitizing local communities in Chiwombo District on the importance of obtaining proper artisanal mining licenses and operating within the law.
Anyone who will be found loitering around, unfortunately, after sensitizing them, we now have a firm ground within which to extend a bit of distance if they still want to loiter around the area in question. So we encourage that our people should shun away from doing illegalities. Because illegalities, you deprive the country of resources that should be used to build classroom blocks. We need taxes to be paid. We need every one of us to pay taxes. And right now, what is happening is that we have illegal money circulating without going through the banking system. It's called money laundering. Anything that doesn't go beyond the systems of governance in terms of money flows and money laundering activities cannot be condoned.
In global news, an 18-year-old has been named as a suspect in a shooting that killed 8 people and injured dozens more in British Columbia, Canada. Police said Jesse Van Rootsela was found dead at the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot injury. The motive for the attack is not yet known. 6 people were killed and at least 25 others were injured at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. 2 others, the suspect's mother, 39, and stepbrother, 11, were found dead at a nearby home. Authorities said Van Rootsela was born a biological male but identified as